Betty Herrera learned to cook from her own mother, and also from Nitza Viapol, the Julia Child of Cuba. Betty remembers taking notes as she watched Viapol on TV in late 1960s Cuba. Last year, Bren, Betty's daughter, found a documentary about Viapol online.
Nitza's here talking about how all of a sudden in Cuba things just started being super scarce.
Las cosas empezaron a faltar. Unas faltaron de pronto todas y otras faltaron poco a poco. Lo primero así notable que faltó fue la manteca, la grasa.
Manteca, which is lard or oil. Y mami, ¿de verdad que no tenían manteca?
De verdad, no había manteca. No había.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even fathom as a chef myself how, I mean, I can't function without oil. It's basic.
Mm-hmm. Pero en Cuba, tú tenías que estar inventando constantemente porque si no, no sobrevivías.
In Cuba, you had to be constantly inventing. If not, you didn't survive. In Cuba, everyone had a supplies book, as they call it there. That ration book determined how many foods one got each month. Let's say 3 pounds of rice a month per person.
Betty remembers 1970s Cuba, when people were restricted from bringing produce and animals from the countryside into Havana. That was part of rationing. Once, she and her husband were visiting friends in the country, and they received a chicken as a gift. So they had to smuggle it back home to Havana.
Ay, mami, ¿para qué tú haces estos
cuentos? Mom, why do you tell these stories?
Y empezaron a echarle ron a una cazuela y echaron maíz.
We put rum in a pan along with corn, and we let the corn absorb a lot of the rum. Then we let the chicken eat a lot of corn. And that chicken fell on the floor, drunk, drunk, drunk.
Borracho, borracho, borracho.
Then we put the chicken in a box and we went to Havana. Right when we got off the bus in Havana, the chicken began to peep. I said, thank God, we arrived just in time.
In the documentary, Nitza Viapol talks about times when there weren't any eggs.
Just to see my mother's reaction, she initially was laughing hysterically. She's like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that this is exactly what I went through as a young 20-year-old in Cuba. But as the video progressed, she sank in her seat and she just started, like, crying really softly.
So many memories. Many, many memories.
As she was kind of reliving in front of me things that she went through and lived through back in the 60s and 70s.
That video woke up all of the memories that were dormant. Because when one arrives here, one forgets a lot of things that happened. What I had forgotten or was dormant had to come to light so that I could tell my children. I had to keep telling them my story as it was in Cuba so they would know.
And she's like, ay, mijita, I'm so glad those days are over, but you know this is where your mommy comes from.
Now Bren shares her own Cuban recipes on her blog, Flamboyant Eats. This is Trina Sargalski in Miami.